This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a bilateral meeting with Hereditary Prince of Liechtenstein, Prince Alloy, in New Delhi yesterday on the sidelines of the India AIS Impact Summit 2026. External Affairs Ministry said that during the meeting, both leaders reviewed bilateral cooperation in various areas. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with President of the Slovak Republic, Peter Pellegrini, on the sidelines of the summit. They reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relations and discussed ways to enhance cooperation in areas including trade and investment, digital technologies, defense, space, energy, culture, and people-to-people linkages. PM Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the leaders took stock of the progress in India-Sri Lanka relations in recent times. PM also held a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam, on the sidelines of the summit. Both leaders reiterated their commitment to work closely to further strengthen India-Mauritius' enhanced strategic partnership. During the meeting with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and PM Modi, they exchanged perspectives on UN reform, especially giving greater voice to the Global South. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Vaishnaw said all major nations which matter in the artificial intelligence space have signed the AI India Impact Summit 2026 declaration. The minister said that over 70 countries have already signed the declaration and the number is expected to cross 80. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued a general advisory for today in view of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. According to the advisory, entry will be permitted through gate number 4 for drop-off by cabs and gate number 10 for delegates arriving by metro from 9:15 a.m. onwards. For the exhibitors, the gates will be open at 8 a.m. The ministry also said that media center will not be operational today. Ministry of External Affairs said that both India and the United States are working to finalize the mutually beneficial trade agreement. Addressing the media in New Delhi yesterday, MEA spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said that a delegation led by the chief negotiator will visit the U.S. next week.
We had adopted the joint statement between the United States and India recently, and as per the joint statement, both sides are now working to finalization of the interim agreement of a mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement. What I understand is that a delegation from our side, a team led by the chief negotiator from our side, is expected to visit the United States next week.
In a significant step towards protection against serious diseases like tetanus and diphtheria, Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, J.P. Nadda, will launch the tetanus and diphtheria vaccine today. The program will be held at the Central Research Institute, Kasauli. The tetanus and diphtheria vaccine marks an important step towards strengthening the country's public health system and making the immunization program more effective. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to attend the Raising Day Parade of the Central Reserve Police Force and lay foundation stone of 10th Assam Police Battalion in Guwahati today. Around 1,400 CRPF personnel across 8 contingents will participate in the parade. Later in the afternoon, the Union Minister will lay the foundation stone for a new campus of the 10th Assam Police Battalion at Kachutoli, a nearby area of Guwahati. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that President Trump does not have the authority to unilaterally impose sweeping tariffs on nearly every country under a federal emergency powers law, the ruling seen as a significant blow to the president's signature economic policy. The Supreme Court ruled against Trump's tariffs in a 6-3 majority. In hockey, India will begin their overseas leg of the FIH Pro League against Spain in Hobart today. The game is scheduled to begin at 12 p.m. The Indian men's hockey team will be keen to make a strong comeback under new captain Hardik Singh, especially in the absence of regular skipper Harmanpreet Singh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.